Well, on the axe you used.
Yeah, well, no, we usually just file them. A grindstone, what you're talking about, you know, turned by hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen plenty of it happen and did it too with a, just a common old grind rock.
Yeah.
By hand.
Now, the first house you was coming up, well, about your mother, you said your father was born here. Did he?
My mother was too, for that concern, right here, you know, and just a few miles around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did your daddy do? He was a...
I would say a farmer. Yeah. Cotton farmer. Up to 1908, this country, it was thinly settled, you see, but it was cotton farming. And that was their money crop. Well, they made corn, potatoes, peas, you know, growed all that too. But their money crop was cotton. Man would make 3 or 4 or 5 bales of cotton, you know, and we'd done that deal over at Baton Rouge. They had those places there, most of them on 3rd Street back then, close on the river. And you'd go down and get your finances, you know, and it didn't take 1/3 what it do today to live. They'd only buy staple food because they generally had their hogs, their chickens, they got their eggs, you know, and they'd have their hogs to make their meat, you know. They used to have what they call a smokehouse, a cure your own meat, you know.
Yeah.
And it was good, too. You can't beat it. You ain't got none today to beat it. And then out of that, you know, there's hogs they would, what they call rendering out the fat out of them. And they called it lard then, you know. Well, now it's principally all cooking oil, you know.
Yeah.
And, but it was pure lard.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have no idea how many things they got by it they didn't have to buy. There was only a few things that they had to have, you know.
Yeah.
And they, I recollect when they used to take the corn, you know, they made the corn, and they'd have a, it'd be a meal somewhere, you know, you'd take it and have your corn ground, make your corn meal. And you seldom ever bought meal, but
how much would you take to the mill?
Well, I think it's been a long time ago, but I would say what we'd call a bushel, which would be about 56 pounds.
Yeah, or a grist?
A grist mill. The first recollection, it was a water mill, though. My granddad run it. But
really?
Yeah, shortly after that, why, he keeps closing down. Up on what they call Hog Branch, it's right down below this Hog Branch Bridge. No, up above that Hog Branch Bridge, about 2 or 3 miles up there. And it was a water mill. That's what it was powered by.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But that was my early days of recollection when I was some 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And about then he gave that thing up, you know. He was getting old and he quit. Well, it went, you know, it never was operated anymore. I guess the most of them went out pretty closely along then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
who's that?
I believe that's my boy. Ain't that a Cadillac?
Yeah.
That's Jesse, my boy. Lives right here.
Drive a Cadillac?
Yeah, he drives a Cadillac.
You need to go out and talk with him?
No, he can come in if he wants to.
I expect he probably wondered what my car's doing out there.
Yeah, they don't know I'm home yet.
Huh?
They don't know I'm here yet.
Yeah, well, he's out there.
Oh, they're coming in. I've seen all the changes. There wasn't an automobile, nor there wasn't an airplane. I've been to Baton Rouge when I was a boy, and there wasn't an automobile on the streets, you know. Everything was moved by heavy horses, drag horses, you know. Yeah, that's the way it's handled.
Copy that.
Yeah.
Let me let you talk with your son.
It just gets by your mind, you know, it gets by. But so far as all of the changes that's come about, it was, this country was, I don't know, it was a wonderful place to live, I thought, which my people might say, a wilderness, you know, because you didn't have no roads. The kind of roads you had, you know, there was, you know, you just kind of go clean for the timber for enough apart and work you out of roads, you know, from neighbor to neighbor or something like that, you know.